got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. The farmer's daughter. Yeah, baby.
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In communities all around Los Angeles, wildfires are burning in some places out of control. ABC's Leanne Suter is covering the Eaton Fire in Altadena.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as it starts. And then these winds really hit hard, these gusts, and that is the problem for all of these firefighters.
Other fires forcing thousands from their homes. In Pasadena, staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot to safety. Strong Santa Ana winds are fueling the flames. A developing winter storm is threatening to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. President-elect Donald Trump says he will not rule out using the U.S. military to try to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. He says both are vital to U.S. security. Former President Jimmy Carter is lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda. This is ABC News. Still many questions after the announcement of changes at Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, including getting rid of fact checkers.
Critics say the change will lead to more misinformation. They argue misleading posts are often amplified more on X, whose approach Meta is now following. The nonprofit Common Sense Media condemning the move, saying Mark Zuckerberg's playbook is as clear as day. Protect Meta's bottom line and cozy up to political leaders while leaving users to fend for themselves. Zuckerberg, who was once called a true enemy of the people by President-elect Trump, recently met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago and added UFC CEO and Trump ally Dana White to Meta's board of directors.
That's ABC's Lina Moise. Federal investigators are taking a new look at about 2.5 million Tesla vehicles equipped with a feature that lets drivers move them remotely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there are reports of the vehicles hitting things like posts or other cars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you've been busy this past holiday season, then it's time to finally focus on you. And that's where Macy's comes in. Come and treat yourself to something great, like rejuvenating skincare routines from Lancome, Estee Lauder, Clinique, Shiseido, Kiehl's, and more of your favorites. With so many great deals at Macy's, you'll be able to pick up a new cleanser and a new serum and a new moisturizer now during our Deals for Great Skin event. So, what are you waiting for? Refresh your routine today at Macy's.
Have you ever lifted a piece of furniture only to discover the carpet underneath looks brand new while the rest of it looks, well, not brand new? That's when you realize you need new carpet. At the Home Depot, we have a wide selection of all the top brands. Best of all, installation is included. So all you need to do is choose something that matches your style. Start your carpet project today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Installation included with qualifying purchases. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are fast-tracking a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. It's already state law, but Republicans believe voter ID requires the protection of a constitutional amendment because other state laws have been ruled unconstitutional. The FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service have joined in the search for 47-year-old Virgil Thue. Prosecutors have charged Thue for the shooting deaths of his girlfriend, 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba, his 12-year-old stepdaughter, and the girl's 13-year-old friend. New Lisbon police say Thue should be considered armed and dangerous. And UW-Madison is getting more than $5 million to study the long-term effects of vaping. The 3-year study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, will examine the long-term effects on heart and lung health caused by vaping. Researchers will monitor participants' blood vessel, heart, and lung health.
For those looking to get organized early this year, Declutter Days is on now through January 15th at Fleet Farm. Handle all your seasonal storage needs with Sterilite 18-gallon totes for just $4.99 a piece. Organize everything on max at 4 shelf units, now only $14.99. And stock up on extra Bounty Essentials double roll 6-packs for just $8.49. Clean up on these items and more, all at the best prices guaranteed during Declutter Days at Fleet Farm.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need to cycle
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patty Loveless, Tim Burr, I'm Falling in Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits across the regions. Looks like we're going to have teens today. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Mace Michaels joining us in our newsmaker segment to talk a little bit more about the winter weather so far and what we can expect with this week, La Nina. And we'll be chatting with Mace here coming up in our newsmaker segment. Well, a lot of different events are coming up. We have the Corn Soybean Expo, Commodity Classic, Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's Business Conference, and also the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show. The farm show will be held March 4th and 5th. And once again, that will be at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center in Eau Claire. So, another event to start thinking about. Again, the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show, March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We have discussed stress on the farm before, but how stressed are your animals? Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Sanchez, a research animal scientist with the USDA Livestock Issues Research Unit. And she discusses stress on the farm, but not from the farmer's point of view, from our animals.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can. And they're hidden, can be hidden stressors, such as sickness. Sickness is a stressor to animals. We have heat stress, and then natural disasters can significantly influence our stress responses and what our cattle and humans as well experience. So stress is an important aspect, especially in cattle. And so it's the body's reaction trying to get us back to our baseline, to our normal, after being thrown off by some kind of stressor. And stress consists of three different things. The first is the stressor itself. It's the stimulus. It can be a barking dog that may be a psychological stressor for our cattle. And so the animal takes these signals in, initiates a stress response. And this is mediated by different stress hormones within the body that have different physiological effects on the body, such as increased respiration, changes in heart rate and blood flow, and subsequent effects on different body systems from digestion to reproduction and immunity. We have social stressors. This can include the mixing of unfamiliar animals. This can happen with transportation or when we're having to readjust different groups. There are various psychological stressors. So some examples include new surroundings. And so for transporting or moving animal to a different part of the farm or to a different farm in general, there are also nutritional stressors. A large diet or a too little diet, or whether we're having contamination or poor quality of feed, these can affect and be a stressor on the animal. And then, of course, there's physical stressors, injuries that an animal may experience, extreme weather, moving cattle, processing cattle, castration or branding can be physical stressors for our cattle. And stress is important because it can disrupt many different maintenance behaviors, usually behaviors, whether that's increased respiration, agitation. Stress can affect virtually all body systems. And so our whole body is responsive to stress.
So now that we know that stress is coming from all these different locations, what's the solution?
So for the stress response, the first step is perception of stress. So if we're talking, for example, a calf seeing a predator such as a dog or a coyote, it's going to sense that stress and it's going to elicit a reaction within the body. And so the higher brain centers are going to perceive the stress, and these hormones then send a signal through the blood to the adrenal gland that sits on top of our kidneys. And this results in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is probably one of the most well-known stress hormones. It's one that's typically discussed. And depending on various factors, such as breed and gender or sex, we can see different effects. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments, they adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that. And you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly. And sometimes that's out of our control with sudden changes, but it's doing our best to alleviate that stress or to minimize that stress. A lot of times with these stressors, we're not able to completely eliminate them. But if we can reduce the effects, you're going to have a significant potential positive impact on that animal and the way they respond. So many different factors can influence this response to stress. And the whole body can be influenced by stress, from growth, reproduction, health. But through proper planning and changes in management and adaptation management, and some of these tools that producers can use may be some of these nutritional supplements to reduce the negative effects that we see on the stress response, as well as improve immunity in our calves and our cows.
Comments from Dr. Nicole Burdick-Sanchez, USDA Research Animal Scientist with the Livestock Issues Research Unit, here on Dairy Radio Now.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Louisville slugger to both headlights. I slashed a hole in all four tires. the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, third rock from the sun here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning, 10 above in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning, only the February milk contract is traded down 11 cents to 20.79. March at 20.45, April 1996, May 1954. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 1.25 to 186.25. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 191.5. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 258, 2 trades on the day. Graded nonfat dry milk down 0.5 to 136.5, 8 trades. Dry whey down 3/4 to 74, and 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets yesterday, they were mostly higher on the day as the continued strong fundamentals continues to support the cattle markets. Now, the cash cattle markets haven't really developed yet, but again, it's the underlying fundamentals that prices will be higher, helping to support the cattle markets. There is some news that the border may reopen with Mexico for feeder cattle to come across the border. We'll see how that affects the cattle markets today. Hog markets mostly lower in the nearby months, again, due to continued lower pork cutout values, continued consumer demand concerns as well. Now, hogs were higher, though, in some of the deferred contracts on short covering. February live cattle opens the day at 195.57, April 197.77, June 192.77. January feeder cattle open at 268.40, March 267.92, April 268.47. February hogs open at 79.17, April 85.72, May 90.62. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly lower. Soybeans are mostly mixed this morning. There's a lot of watch on the southern Brazil and Argentinian weather concerns. That's providing support to the market, but central and northern Brazil are having very nice weather, and that's supporting their crops, and that's providing pressure to the market. Wheat markets mostly lower this morning. There is some strength in the U.S. dollar and some profit-taking happening in some of the wheat contracts this morning. March corn down 3/4 to 457 and a quarter. May down 1 to 464 and 3/4. July down 1/2 to 467 and 3/4. New crop steady at 446 and a quarter. January beans up 1 and 3/4 to 994. March up 1 to 998 and a quarter. May up 3/4 to 1008 and a half. New crop up 1/4 to 1011 and 3/4. January soybean meal steady this morning at 295.30. January soybean oil up 40 cents to 41.12. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 3 1/4. March at 539 and a quarter. May at 551 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March and May both down 3 1/4. March at 591 and a half. May, 599 and a half. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 41 cents to 74.66. March up 31 cents to 73.88. February and March gas steady, February at 202, March at 205. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op in Durand, cash corn at 404, February at 407, new crop 386, cash beans 912, February 912, new crop at 922. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash February and March corn 423, new crop 396 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 423, February 423, new crop at 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 403, new crop 396, cash beans 917, new crop 936. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 410, new crop 396, cash beans 912, new crop at 921. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 431, April 446, May 448, new crop 407. March beans 975, June 987, and new crop at 953. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 184 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 177, market cows 93 to 120, bulls 125 to 155, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 220 to 380, Holstein steers 135 to 270. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 175 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Sembrota, finished beef steers 190 to 207, finished beef heifers 190 to 206, finished dairy steers 173 to 180, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 134 to 156.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. And then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should've listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a
cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Wish I had a car. My Gina Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Gina Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest news and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heart. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Oh, no.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning is Staff Meteorologist Mace Michaels with Sevier Studios. We're going to get a little bit of an update on our weather, our winter weather so far, and what it could mean for the spring and spring planting. And Mace, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, of course, the big story this last week has been that big storm that moved through the central part of the country. Some areas getting double digits in snow, ice, this and that, and a lot of it was heavy, wet snow. Meanwhile, for us here in Wisconsin and Minnesota in the upper Midwest, we kind of have a whole lot of nothing. Are we starting to be worried about drought conditions?
A little bit, but I'm not terribly worried as of yet, Brian. You know, years can start off dry and then progress to wetter. We just don't want this trend of where the jet stream is sitting and the overall moisture pattern to kind of lay out through the rest of the winter and into the early spring. January is one of our snowier months typically, but overall snow just doesn't have a lot of moisture content in it. So when it does melt, of course, hopefully not all at once, in the late part of winter and the early part of spring, February, March, and even into early April, it puts that nice moisture back into the ground, but it still doesn't have a lot of water content in it. We would like it to pick up at least a little bit moisture-wise, so we'll have to see if that trend shifts a little bit. The jet stream, though, definitely more active to our south, and that pattern doesn't look to really, you know, change too much overall.
Does some of this have to do with La Nina?
It's definitely directly related to La Nina, but in a strong La Nina year or even a well-established La Nina, we usually end up being colder than normal. We are colder, but we're just not significantly colder. And we also usually end up being a little wetter than normal. That's one thing we definitely haven't been. The main jet pathway has obviously, as I mentioned, more active. It's been more active to our south. When we do get into a northwesterly flow, we're on the cold side of it, so we just tend to get those quick clippers, putting down very little or just a small dusting or an inch or two of snow, and that really doesn't help on our snowpack, obviously. And kind of trending through the next several weeks, it looks like we're going to stay in that pattern. So if the jets are real active, the main pathway will be to our south. If we do get into that northwest flow, it ends up being just kind of minor systems. Sure, we could pick up 2, 3, 4 inches here or there, but you're not going to get a big moisture-laden storm anytime soon.
Talking with Staff Meteorologist Mace Michaels with Sevier Studios. Mace, while the snow doesn't have a lot of moisture content, at least right now, it has that insulating ability for especially for our dairy farmers that have alfalfa. And if we're having this cold snap, is there a should dairy farmers be concerned with the lack of snow that we're going to see winter kill issues, not only for alfalfa, but even for winter wheat?
Yeah, that could definitely be a concern. We'd like a little more of a snow base down. As I look in the next several weeks, and a lot of the models are far better than they used to be. I have several models I can look at now, Brian, that go all the way out to 10 to 15 days. So the trend over the next 10 to 15 days, while you don't worry about when you're out there at day 10 to 15 of the exact details saying a front is going to come through next Thursday, the timings and positioning can change, but it does look like we get into a little bit of a more of a northwesterly flow, say day 10 to 20, and there's some clippers that do come through at least with a little bit of moisture. So it may not be a 10 to 15 inch type storm, but a couple of twos and threes, or at least the shot for us to get a little snow to lay things down to protect that crop underneath.
Meanwhile, the temperatures, it's normally with this La Nina, we're supposed to be colder. Now, we really can't compare last year. Last year was so warm, but I mean, does the crystal ball say we're going to have these 40 below zero type conditions that we've had in the past? I can remember a couple of years ago, it was the air temperature was 42 below. My truck was frozen to the street. I mean, we're not going to have something like that, are we?
Well, the models have been trying to paint down a strong high on and off over the last several weeks. But when it gets here, it tends to be a little more modified, or something from the south has kind of pushed the high further north, and we haven't gotten the full brunt of the cold air. Again, in a couple of weeks, one of the longer range models I was looking at is really trying to bring in a strong high from the north towards the end of the month. But if there's one thing that the overall pattern has shown all winter and the models continue to show, and it makes sense with just the way the flow of the jet stream is right now, is nothing's going to stick around long. So if we do get one of those polar blasts, it won't be long lived. Maybe a day, two, 3 days. We won't go into the deep freeze where we're struggling to get up above zero in the afternoon. If it does, it would only be a day or two. So the pattern's going to remain progressive. Would a cold shot surprise me? Not one bit. Obviously, you look at the calendar, of course that can happen. But just kind of lining up with the way the jet has been this year, I expect it, but I don't think it'll stick around too long.
With your models, I know that they do a lot of modeling, you know, okay, 10 to 15 days out, but then they, you know, go like 3 months out. Now, I realize those are incredibly speculative, to say the least, but what are those models saying for like March and April as we're getting that closer to starting to do field work and that sort of thing?
And even also, I'll add to that, too, the 10 to 15 day range has improved substantially in the last few years. But there are a few models in what's called ensemble models. And I won't get into the thick of it here too long, but ensembles kind of are that same model ran with a few different calculations and formulas. And they go out almost a full month now. So it's kind of nice to see the trends. Again, you don't get into the day-to-day weeds, but you look at the overall trends, and the trend is definitely staying on that progressive side. But as you look at the real long-range outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center, that's the long-range forecast branch of the National Weather Service, they are trying to trend our spring to still be a little on the coolish side overall compared to average, but it does try to bring up a little wetter trend. So that would bode well with a lot of things, at least through March into early April, as long as we don't end up with a ton, obviously, as you were just saying, as we get on into planting season. So it does trend us a little wetter to help things out a touch. It's just, as you know, timing, that's too hard to nail down right now.
And finally, before we let you go, as we move through the month of January, if I'm not mistaken, we get like 50 minutes extra of daylight or something like, or is it 30 to 50 minutes? The days will get longer.
It adds up quick. Yeah. We get to a point here in the next week or so where I think we're adding a minute on each side. So we're gaining 2 minutes a day, and then it really starts to tally up fast.
That's nice. See, I do like the longer days. So we'll just have to see how all of this plays out. Mace, again, we appreciate you joining us today.
Happy to, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Staff meteorologist Mace Michaels with Sevier Studios. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The slow warming trend continues in our ag weather forecast, and it also looks like we could see some chances of snow. Thursday afternoon and evening, an upper-level trough will move through and will bring some snow to the area. Most locations will see less than an inch. Now, Saturday night through Sunday, confidence does continue to increase that another round of snow would move through the region, but again, be likely less than 1 to 2 inches. However, the timing of that snow is still in question. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs near 18, west winds at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 11, south winds at around 10. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of afternoon snow, highs upper 20s. South winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, a 60% chance of snow accumulation of an inch, lows near 19. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow, highs in the low 20s. And for Monday, partly cloudy, we'll have highs near 15.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
It is possible to trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak, and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting the branches off of landscape plant that you want to look good. You don't want to just, ravage it by, removing lots and lots of twigs and then have an awful-looking shrub out there.
Cut each branch just above a vegetative bud, meaning one that's going to become a shoot with leaves on it. After you bring them indoors, make a second cut on a slant just above the previous cut and stick them in a vase of water. Adding a floral preservative isn't necessary, but it won't hurt either.
Depending on what species it is, it may be 2 weeks between cutting and blooming. It could be 4 weeks. It really depends on which species you're talking about and how close you were to the plant's natural bloom time. The closer you are to its normal bloom time, the faster this forcing will go.
Lerner recommends keeping your branches away from strong sunlight and in room temperatures from the mid-60s to low 70s. Find more tips for forcing branches for winter color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds across Southern California are fueling at least three destructive wildfires. ABC's Kano Whitworth in a mask with more from Altadena, north of Pasadena.
What authorities are saying is that this fire behavior is incredibly erratic.
And so it's shooting the fire back and forth from side to side of the road. And so they're actually putting out a fire in one spot and have to go revisit it and put it out again. And this is the result of not being able to get air attack on this fire because the wind